Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Culture and politics converging right now. I'm reading from Fox News. The city of San Francisco temporarily closed an in-and-out fast food restaurant over the company's refusal to force customers to prove they are vaccinated against the coronavirus. The San Francisco Department of Public Health closed the Fisherman's Wharf In-N-Out location on October 14th after the popular burger joint did not check the vaccination status of customers, which violates an August mandate from the city requiring indoor diners to show proof of vaccination. In-N-Out, which operates 358 locations across the western United States, is owned by devout Christian Lindsay Snyder and is well known for including Bible verses at the bottom of soda and milkshake cups. Arnie Wensinger, In-N-Out Burger's chief legal and business officer, said in a statement to Fox News, "Our store properly and clearly posted signage to communicate local vaccination requirements. After closing our restaurant, local regulators informed us that our restaurant associates must actively intervene by demanding proof of vaccination and photo identification from every customer, then act as enforcement personnel by barring entry for any customers without the proper documentation. We refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. Good for you, sir." This is what Wensinger declared. According to Fox News, he was slamming the San Francisco Department of Health's requirements. He called them unreasonable, invasive, and unsafe. He also accused the city of asking restaurants to segregate customers based on vaccine documentation. All right, my friends, I don't have a lot of commentary because a lot of commentary is not needed. This kind of says it all, doesn't it? Who could improve on what In-N-Out already said? This is courage, and courage speaks volumes. But allow me to add just a small ingredient to the cake, some of my making the obvious icing. First of all, they would have found a way to go after In-N-Out anyway. Why? They're run by Christians. Now, what does that mean? Well, these days, to the left, that means they're filled with hate. And they're not inclusive. Also, the San Francisco Chronicle reports that In-N-Out donated $40,000 to the GOP. I suppose that might have had something to do with it, but I think there's even more. The left and its Green New Deal agenda includes, well, it includes all kinds of things, but on the list, they want to eventually outlaw beef. Why? Because beef contributes to global warming. Everything contributes to global warming. And now they know they can't do this right away, but any opportunity to lay down the preliminaries to make us numb, to get us used to it, they will take. The jab just gives them excuses to act earlier than planned. My friends, make no mistake, COVID-19 was the biggest break the left could have possibly received. Things that they would have tried to do over the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, they're doing now. COVID-19 for them is the gift that keeps on giving. Now, there is some good news. There is a gift or two for those of you who don't like all this. And that gift seems to be coming in the form of massive protests going on against this tyranny all over the country. This is where our hope lies. Actually, our hope lies in God, but I'm not separating the two. I believe this protest movement is coming from God. All good things come from God, just as all bad things come from the pit of hell. Here's a statement from the pit of hell. Or maybe you know them by their alias, the San Francisco Department of Health. "Vaccines remain our best tool to fight this disease and come out of the pandemic. Vaccination is particularly important in a public indoor setting where groups of people are gathering and removing their masks, factors that make it easier for the virus to spread. That is why San Francisco requires proof of vaccination for indoor dining." Yes, yes, of course. San Francisco, model city for the model state of California. Our borders are wide open with people pouring into the country illegally, many of them not being tested at all for COVID. That doesn't concern them. People are laying in the streets within a debris of drug needles. That doesn't concern them. Homeless people are camping in front of storefront businesses, businesses which just recently tried to be open after being shut down by the government, and these were the ones that didn't go out of business, and now they're going out of business after opening up, because who's going to walk by and try to walk within people and feces all over the streets? That doesn't concern them. Violent crime prisoners are being released out into the streets, all in the name of COVID. That doesn't concern them. Stores are being openly looted for up to $1,000 worth of goods, and police are commanded not to interfere. That doesn't concern them. And what about the more violent crimes? When violent crimes are committed, there are less police to show up on the scene because the police departments are being defunded. And many of the police who might have remained, who were remaining, are now leaving themselves because they refuse to get the vaccine. So they're resigning or they're being fired. None of this concerns them. A fast food restaurant won't ask for identification papers before serving a hamburger and milkshake? That concerns them. In-N-Out isn't the only place taking a stand. As I said, protests are going on all over the country. I just mentioned it includes police officers, but other first responders, firefighters, doctors, nurses, they are amongst the many, many, many professions seeing many of their numbers forced to resign for refusing to comply with the COVID-19 vaccination. But rest assured, the mandates from governors, mayors, and county officials are put in place only to keep us safe. We won't have as many people to stop crime. We won't have as many people putting out fires. We won't have as many doctors or nurses tending the sick. But you need to understand our reasoning. We're just doing this for your safety. Yeah, sure you are. And I'm an astronaut. Actually, I'll bet a lot of you listening right now wish you were astronauts so you could check out of this planet. This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.